Most people defined as homeless in Bloomington Normal stay in shelters or temporary emergency housing. You don't actually see much of them on the streets. Advocates for the unhoused say that masks the lack of affordable housing and resources for the housing insecure in the community. WGLT's Eric Stock reports a homeless encampment near a busy intersection for cars, walkers, and bikers has put the issue in plain sight.
Justin Larson says he's lived on and off the streets since he was 9 years old. That was 30 years ago. He's lived in nearly a dozen states as he's tried to get his life on track. Larson says he left Florida for Illinois because a friend told him he could get better medical treatment for back and spine ailments that have kept him from working. He says he could not afford health coverage for medical marijuana in Florida. In Illinois, recreational marijuana is legal. That kept him from getting into the Home Sweet Home shelter in Bloomington.
I was like, well, excuse me, ma'am. I came up here because medicinally, I can't get that down in Florida because I never could come up upon $400 to pay for a medical card.
Home Sweet Home does not allow marijuana because many residents are in addiction recovery. Larson has camped in a tent next to the shelter south of downtown Bloomington for the last few months. He may not be there much longer. On Monday, Bloomington police came to the encampment and told several people staying there they must leave. According to the shelter, police gave them 24 hours. They later changed it to 72 hours.
It's just been a huge disruptor for them.
That's Matt Burgess. He's the chief executive of the faith-based shelter Home Sweet Home Ministries. Burgess says police told them the tent dwellers are in a public right-of-way. The four tents sit in a row along Constitution Trail next to Oakland Avenue and Gridley Street. Six people sleep there. Burgess says police told them they've received complaints about the tents, but did not offer specifics. Burgess says the Home Sweet Home shelter and the Salvation Army shelter west of downtown don't have available beds, even for people who are living on the street.
Typically, people in that sort of circumstance would rank fairly high on our waiting list. And it's just a testament to how busy we are and how long that list is that they're having to wait weeks at this point in time to be able to come into the shelter.
Burgess says the ministry is exploring options for the residents. He says the shelter's rapid rehousing program can help get a roof over their heads, and the shelter may offer financial assistance, but he says that can't be done in 72 hours. This is not Bloomington's first homeless encampment. Tent dwellers quietly lived for years in wooded areas off West Market Street. Some had to leave when a Panda Express restaurant was built. Burgess says those homeless residents were generally left alone. He wonders why these residents near the shelter are a problem.
This is a very visible encampment. This is something that has obviously caught a lot of people's attention just because of how visible the tents are from the street. And I don't know where they expect folks to go. Quite frankly, there isn't an option.
Burgess says even if the shelter doesn't have beds available, it wants them close by because the ministry can feed them and offer services such as job placement. Charlie Fox says he got laid off from his job as a construction worker last winter. Now he says he can't work because he has to tend to his ailing wife. She's mostly confined to a wheelchair. Fox has been in and out of the homeless shelter so many times he can't get back in. They've been living in a tent for the last month. Matt Burgess with Home Sweet Home says the shelter tries to break the cycle of homelessness, helping its residents develop a sustainable plan for work and housing. After so many tries, they're cut off until they show progress in breaking that cycle. Charlie Fox says he's on good terms with the shelter. His beef is with the city of Bloomington for forcing them to leave.
But I guess we're going to fight the city, you know. But I'm not going to be alone. I'm going to let everybody in my power know what people are doing. You don't treat another person like that because they look different.
Fox says he's trying to be a good neighbor, picking up trash and being respectful of others. Fox says he's 57. He says he's not sure where he'll be able to take his ailing wife if they have to leave. Disruptive behavior can also get you kicked out of a homeless shelter. Justin Larson says that's what happened to him once Home Sweet Home eventually let him in. He says he, quote, bumped heads with staff. He alluded to several confrontations with shelter employees. These are just a few examples of the complicated lives the homeless population lead. There are no simple solutions. There are other examples. Lydia Nelson has been unable to get into the Home Sweet Home shelter. She says she got kicked out of the Salvation Army Safe Harbor shelter. Nelson says she was bullied there. She says she suffers from anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder from an abusive childhood, and she's autistic. Those conditions can make it difficult for living in a group setting.
They don't understand me, and they rather bully me than understand me.
Nelson says she couldn't take it when police ordered them out of the tent.
I basically went into almost several induced seizures, and I couldn't cope. I still can't cope. I'm on the verge of running away and playing in the street because I can't take this anymore.
Nelson says she recently moved to Bloomington from Mississippi. She met a man online, and they're now engaged. Nelson uses a wheelchair and says she can't work because of her ailments. She says she's living off Social Security survivor benefits, and that's not enough to afford an apartment. Home Sweet Home's Matt Burgess says he contacted Bloomington's mayor and the city council member whose ward includes the shelter to see what they can do. Ward 1 council member Grant Walsh says he passed along the shelter's concerns to city administration.
To see what we can do to help those that are less fortunate in our community. And I think that the city manager and the police department are handling it in the proper way.
City Manager Tim Gleason says the city has tried to help the displaced residents relocate.
I think that they are trying to seek a new location on their own and have rejected what we have offered them as far as a location to be out of the elements.
Matt Burgess at Home Sweet Home says he talked to shelter staff and the residents, and they said police did not make other options available to them when they ordered them to leave on Monday. Burgess feels the clock is ticking.
But we're not panicked by it. The folks in the tents, our neighbors in the tents, they are fairly anxious and dealing with panic with not knowing where they're going to be able to be.
Burgess says the shelter will try to make room for four of the displaced residents, even though it overextends staff. He's not sure it'll work. There were reasons these residents have not been able to stay in the past. Burgess says keeping them in the shelter gives the residents access to food and services. One of the tent dwellers is trying to get into an apartment where they used to live. Another plans to stay in his tent and see what police do when they come back on Thursday. Burgess says he hopes the situation will bring the problem of homelessness in Bloomington Normal out of the shadows.
I think the level of community awareness about the issue of homelessness needs to grow. We need to be more aware of and more committed to doing something about this intractable issue that quite frankly has been something that Home Sweet Home has been involved with for over 100 years.
Burgess says for now, all the shelter can do is reassure the displaced residents that someone cares about them. With reporting from Michelle Steinbacher, I'm Eric Stock.
Bloomington police did not respond to multiple requests for comment.